It's Wednesday, the 15th of October, and it's a nice calm morning, and dry, and again mixed blue and white skies, but no sunshine. Can't complain though, it's nice and dry, it's not too cold this morning. All things considering for this time of the year. It's actually a nice morning. I didn't get round yesterday to tidying up the garden or sweeping the leaves from the paths. May get a chance today. See how things go. I've got a kind of busy week on this week, so. Time flies in anyway at this age. Remember people saying that, you know, that as you get older, time goes in quicker. And when you're young, you find it hard to believe. But yeah, every decade that goes by, you find it true more and more. We just find days just like a few hours. You get up in the morning. You do things during the day, before you know it, you're going to bed at night, and you're, where did the day go? Who stole the time? My eyes are focusing. What the heck's going on with my eyes? There's a thing floating in mid-air between me and the fence, but there's nothing above that area. There's no tree branches around it. I'm going to have to go. Is it my eyes? Is it? What is it? Ah, it's a Jenny long legs, or a daddy long legs, or a cream fly, whatever you want to call it. And it was caught on a bit of gossamer. It's broken itself free, I think. Or no, wait a minute, it's not. It's not broken itself free. It can't break itself free. I thought it was flying away, but it can't get away. It's flying up in the air and coming back down. But that gossamer thread's got two of its legs linked together. So, I'm guessing that came all the way from one of the trees, and just like a fisherman letting the line go out but keeping the fish on the hook, that's exactly what's happening. And this daddy long legs is going to tire itself out desperately, frantically trying to get away, but it's held fast with those two legs. And all it'll do is tire itself out. And Mr. Spider, or Mrs. Spider, we'll just wait until the struggles cease and the beastie has knackered itself. And then it'll come down and collect it. Isn't nature fascinating? Not for that daddy long legs. It may be lucky, actually. It may be the blackie will fly through the path and break the gossamer string. Is your luck in today, Mr. Cranefly, or is it not? I wouldn't do anything about it, because that's nature. That's just nature. Spiders have to eat too, you know. You see, what a great deflection from thoughts of probably going to be pretty boring. But I have to admit, now his struggle stopped for the now, and he's taking a breather and hanging just this about 5 feet in the air. But it's really knocking my eyes to bits. It's really, it's weird. I have to stop looking at it, look at something else. 15th of October. This is the... what's the expression they use? Not remembrance. Oh my God, words. Today is the date, well, at least for 2014, well, I think it's the same every year, for appreciation, is it? Maybe that sounds the wrong word as well. For, stillbirth, stillborn babies, 15th of October, if I've got the day right anyway. So it's a day of thoughts and whatever for stillborn babies. And of course for the mums and dads. And I think maybe that's the kind of thing that touches most families that had kids. I know that my wife's niece, she had a stillborn child. And we know quite a few, actually. Quite a few people, women who've had stillborn children. So, it's never affected my family directly. But still. And I wish I could remember that word. What it's not appreciation, that's wrong. That's it's not remembrance. It's... Oh, Lord. Where are my words going? Anyway, I think you know what I mean. So I'm feeling quite good this morning. We had a good sleep last night. And I did get out of bed positively this morning. Maybe I should change the alarm ring on the phone to some wee positive jingle. What about the dwarf song? Hi ho. Although I'm not getting up to go to work, but you know what I mean, something similar. Get out of bed, you lazy head. You've got a wonderful day ahead. How about that? That was spontaneous. Write that down. I'll need to write it down, because I'll forget exactly what I said. This is nice this morning, it's nice and still. Fatal words, of course. Just having a wee look round and up at the garden, all the trees and yeah, still looking good, still plenty of greenery. And now my biggie, so I spoke yesterday about my wee filigree fritter. Oh my God, my fine delicate, so that looks like a little cosy fire. But the bigger leafed Acer is turning over now, and you can see the colours coming on. And above that is my Acer tree, which is usually beautiful when it starts to go. Yeah, it's been a good autumn. It is a good autumn. I need to get that fence painted before the weather turns really bad. Oh, there, I jinxed the weather. There's a cold breeze blowing now. Well, I hoarded geranium though, or one of them, because I hacked all the rest back for the fence build. This one in front of me, which is about 6 or 7 foot long by about 4 or 5 foot across, is still flowering its head off. Beautiful, beautiful deep pink flowers, hundreds of them still this time of the year, and it'll go on if the weather stays decent. Another plant that rewards. A lot of strange blackbirds in the garden now. There's two males in front of me, but they're not my male because they're far too good looking. Dark black and sheeny and... I do hope he's still there and misses. What's that? No idea what that call was.